Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Pep Philpott. We begin with a crisis in the Middle East where the United Nations says a new land route into northern Gaza has been used to deliver food to starving Palestinians. An Israeli army video shows what it says are six World Food Program trucks entering the territory. The UN says their vehicles used a military road that runs alongside the Gaza border fence. This was the first food delivery to northern Gaza in 3 weeks. A WFP coordinator says it's enough for 25,000 people. The UN warns that more than 500,000 people in Gaza are facing starvation. Meanwhile, four U.S. Army vessels are now en route to the eastern Mediterranean. They're carrying about 100 soldiers who will build a temporary port on Gaza's coast. Officials say once the offshore platform and pier are up and running, it will allow 2 million meals or bottles of water to reach Gaza every day. The project is expected to take 60 days to complete. A close colleague of deceased Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been attacked in Lithuania. Leonid Volkov was reportedly sprayed with tear gas and repeatedly hit with a hammer. He suffered head wounds and a broken arm. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but Volkov describes it as a characteristic bandit hello from Vladimir Putin's henchmen. Just hours before the attack, Volkov gave an interview where he spoke of the dangers facing the president's opponents.
Our work is full of very complicated challenges, of enormous pressure, of high individual risks. Because we know that Putin does not only kill people inside Russia, he also kills people outside Russia.
The attack comes just before this weekend's Russian election. It's now official. Joe Biden and Donald Trump will be their party's presidential candidates in a rematch polls suggest most Americans don't want. After yesterday's primaries, they have enough delegates to put their names on November's ballot. Both men released videos after the results were known.
Come November, we will vote in record numbers. And we can do it. It's within your power to do it.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president speaking to you on a really great day of victory. This one got us over the top.
This will be the first presidential rematch since 1956. That's when Republican President Dwight D. Eisenhower again defeated Adlai Stevenson. Here at home, the RCMP in Manitoba is investigating allegations of hazing involving a high school hockey team. Karen Pauls has those details.
I heard that it was a hazing type of incident, yes.
Mike Watson is the president of the Zone 4 High School Hockey League. He says one of the league's eight teams, the Prairie Mountain Mustangs, withdrew from provincial championships and its players were made ineligible for their league's postseason awards and all-star game.
I agreed. It was the right thing to do.
Chad Falk heads the Manitoba High Schools Athletic Association, which oversees the league. He hasn't gotten a lot of information from the school divisions, but...
It sounds like they are working hard at finding who's responsible for this, and I really do hope that justice is found for these alleged victims.
The team's head coach said he's not at liberty to share any information. Jay Johnson is a kinesiology professor at the University of Manitoba. He's been doing research on hazing in sport for 25 years.
Historically, being the whistleblower has rarely worked out well or in favor of the person blowing the whistle.
Karen Pauls, CBC News, Winnipeg.
And lastly, the effort to become Japan's first private company to put a satellite into orbit has suffered a setback. Just 5 seconds after its launch, Space One's Karios rocket exploded, its disintegration sending a shower of burning debris over the launch pad. The company's given no indication about a possible cause. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Pep Philpott.